Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about how people that only respond to a certain preacher or evangelist, and when that person is not around, they go back to their old ways. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You may have a favorite preacher or evangelist. And boy, when that person comes, boy, you're right there. You're going to be there for every service. You come forward when he preaches. You get out and you get active. I have fun when we have somebody that is very well known and they come into our church, and boy, people get excited. You'll see some of these people that claim they cannot drive at night and they can't come to church. All of a sudden, they show up at church at night. Isn't it interesting how that night blindness affects you only on Sunday night and Wednesday night, but it doesn't affect you on the nights you go to a restaurant? Very interesting. I always wonder, one of the great things about the rapture is we're going to be there at the judgment seat of Christ. I wonder how that situation is going to be handled. Just thought I'd put that out there. That was completely free. But nonetheless, this preacher comes, he preaches, you go forward when he preaches, and boy, you go out and you get active, and boy, you make some of these great decisions. A few months later, you no longer do those things. You know you should, but you don't. But you go to church, and you know in your heart you should be doing those things, and the preacher preaches, but it's not that special preacher. Now it's just the pastor. And so you don't come forward and try to get that thing right. Now, in that day, there were men saying, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Simon. And when an apostle would come out of the church, or somebody well-known, oh, they would get all excited. But when they were gone, then they may abandon that fervency that they had. What Paul was saying to them, he says, well, it's good that you, you have this fervency when I'm there. But it's good also, and it's just as good, maybe even better, when I'm not there. In other words, if they are only fervent in a good thing when Paul is there, then they have a vain and immature testimony. And Paul's admonition is, please grow up. My friend, if you only respond to a certain evangelist, and boy, you only get excited when that one is around, and that, then you have a very vain and immature Christianity, and you've made him the object instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, this radio ministry, as well as any ministry, is not to be a display of ego or personal vanity. No, it is a response to God's mercy on this undeserving sinner. Now, the glorious news is that sins have been forgiven through Christ's death, and that his perfect righteousness has been made available to those who will trust him for it. That's the thing to get excited about, and that's the news to spread, whether it's one or from the pulpit. Let's spread that news. Let's get excited about those things. Now, if you have those problems where it takes people to get you excited and to stay excited in the things of God, it's because your walk in the Word of God is not vital to you. My friend, it simply means we're not continuing because we lack maturity. A lack of spiritual maturity will cause some Christians to respond only to certain preachers, rather than responding to the truth of the Word of God. Now, since the word but in James 1:25 is a conjunction that connects with verses 20 through 24, we must determine how it connects. Look again at verses 23 and 24 of James 1. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Why does one look in a mirror? To make what he is looking at better than what it is. We want to forsake the old dirt. We want to cleanse it away. We don't want it or anything that is similar to it. You guys get out and you play ball. You play sports. Maybe play softball. Maybe play basketball or something. You'll get out there and you'll thoroughly enjoy playing the game. You get dirty and sweaty. Now you go and you look in the mirror and you see yourself. You want to clean up. Although you enjoyed the dirt at the time, you don't want to enjoy it any longer. You don't want to enjoy its results now. And my friend, many times we do get into sin, and we do it because our lust desired it. But my friend, do you really want the results of your lust? Cleanse it away. Have nothing to do with it. And the question that I must ask myself, and that you should ask yourself, is, does God's highest and preeminent law give me liberty to holiness or to the flesh? Well, the answer is simple. God's liberty is the liberty to be holy, not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, he says, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust. In Romans 12, 2, and he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And the idea of both is that one does not try to look similar to the world or to the former lust. For an example, a few years ago, someone, I believe it was in South Florida, started what they called a Christian nudist camp. Well, Bible studies were included in this place. And they felt that they had liberty, to put it in their words, to do this thing. No one was having out-of-wedlock affairs at this place. And that is exactly conforming or fashioning yourselves to the former lust, but putting a spiritual spin on it, as the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, saying, Jehovah used this golden calf to lead us out of Egypt. So they drank. They went from modesty to immodesty, and they danced. Now, you can call it white lies. You can call it Christian rock or religious alcohol. It is still sin, and it is still against the Word of God. And the same arguments you are using to justify those things are the same arguments they use to justify a Christian nudist camp. And my friend, if you can go to a strip club and you can hear music played, and you can see people dressed in a way that is very contemporary to that club, should that same sound and look be in your church or in your personal life? Don't allow the devil to go on deceiving you, and don't deceive yourselves by trying to justify your sin. Liberty is freedom from the flesh. The flesh needs no longer to control us or to have its lust fulfilled. You ever wonder why some will get mad or some will say things against what I just have said here on the radio broadcast? Is what I have said worse than, for example, sprinkling babies? Infant baptism. Is what I just said worse than salvation by works? Or saying Jesus plus works in order to be saved? And yet, some of those things that I just said will make you more angry than the fact that most religions around the America and the world are teaching a salvation by works and a salvation that makes Christ only partial in it, if at all. And my friend, if you're getting more angry about what I just said than you are those things, then it shows that you're living your life in the flesh and not the Spirit. Now listen to Luke chapter 8 and the instruction of Jesus Christ as he tells about the parables there of the seed being sown. And he says, "And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection." Cares, riches, and pleasures of this life become dominant. They become the driving force. It's what's important to them. He says, "But the seed that's on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." Your job, then, is only a vehicle, whether you're working in sales, whether you're working in a factory, on a farm, or what have you. Your job is a vehicle to carry out the word and bring forth fruit unto repentance. Verse 21 of Luke 8 says, "And he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." It has always been hear and do with God when he's speaking to his children, to those who are saved. Now, notice the contrast and how it ties in here with this passage here in James then. Because in James he says, "If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, then he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholds himself, he goes his way, straightway forgets what manner of man he was. He forgets all about all that dirt that was there." And you might say that the seed that fell on the ground with thorns is the guy that hears only. Whereas the seed that falls on the fertile ground with no thorns would be they that hear and do. Now the doer is blessed, not being a forgetful hearer. And by the way, the word blessed in his deed, it says there in verse 25, means fully satisfied, happily content. And that speaks of our spirit, not our changing feelings, not our changing circumstances. The blessedness is not in knowing, but in doing. Not in talking it, but in walking it. My friend, learn to peer long and hard into the Word of God. Go at it without looking to justify your flesh. Rather, look at it with the idea of, "Show me your will, Lord, and I will do it." That is the man that is blessed in his deed.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.